Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Now, the Irish Home Builders Association said it does not believe that housing completions will increase this year. The organisation said today that this is due to a drop in the number of viable planning permissions combined with a lack of service land, infrastructure and funding for apartments. Meanwhile, there's been mixed reaction to the government's proposal to relax rules on cabins or modular homes in back gardens as part of efforts to tackle the housing crisis. To discuss these issues, I'm joined by Richard Boyd-Barrett, People Before Profit TD for Dunleary, and by Grace Boland, Fine Gael TD for Dublin Fingal West. You're both very welcome to the programme. I want to ask you first, if it's OK, before we come to housing, about what we were speaking about with the new Lascan Corda, John McGuinness, earlier on, and what my colleague Paul Cunningham is reporting on RTE News, that the government and opposition parties are on a collision course tonight after an apparent breakdown in talks over speaking rights in the Dáil. This statement jointly issued by Sinn Féin, Labour, the Social Democrats, People Before Profit and Independent Ireland describes the government proposals as yet another cynical attempt to manipulate speaking time in order to grant special privileges to TDs, part of negotiating the programme for government. And you're calling them government TDs, Richard Boyd-Barrett.
They are government TDs, and they made that very publicly clear themselves when they negotiated. Michael Lowry, who's one of the people who now wants to take up opposition speaking time, actually was the lead negotiator in for the regional group in developing the programme for government and putting this government into power. So the idea that he can try and place himself outside that, eat into opposition speaking time when he's actually part of the government. I mean, how can he hold himself to account? He signed off on the programme for government. He and his other regional TDs are part of that government. So it makes a mockery of democracy if you can pretend to be in the opposition when you actually are part of the government. And I think actually it's part of, if you look at some of the other proposals the government have put forward for the Dáil Reform Committee next week, it's clear the government are trying to neutralise the opposition in other ways. They've also proposed reducing Taoiseach's questions from two slots a week to one slot a week, which is trying to minimise the exposure of the Taoiseach to questioning.
We're going to talk about housing in a moment, but Deputy Grace Boland, your response to that? Cynical, utterly unacceptable. These government proposals will not be tolerated. What do you say to that?
Well, I wasn't privy to what happened this afternoon, but what I can say as a government backbencher is that I have much less opportunity to contribute on the Dáil floor than the members of the opposition do. Although I have as much of a mandate to represent the people of my constituency, Dublin Fingal West, as any member of the opposition does, and that needs to be reflected in speaking time.
You're shaking your head, Richard.
That's absolutely not true. I mean, in all of the set debates, because I'm on the business committee, I know this stuff, the government gets more time than the opposition on all of the set debates. And if Grace is worried about the backbenchers not having enough opportunities to question the Taoiseach, she should be very worried that the government are proposing to get rid of one of the Taoiseach's question slots, which government backbenchers do use participate in.
Well, we let her respond. We heard Fianna Fáil's John McGuinness saying earlier on, raising the issue about backbenchers speaking time as well. But Grace, opposition parties are to attend a meeting of the Dáil Reform Committee next Wednesday. But with this statement this evening, what's the way out of this? Or can agreement be reached, do you think?
Well, look, democracy is important, and it's important that we do come to a resolution and that everyone has sufficient time allocated to them to represent their people. We all have a mandate to represent our constituencies. Richard is no more special than I am.
But I don't get more time than the government. That's the point. I mean, there's a complete false narrative going on here.
OK, we're
going
to move on because we're all special here this evening on Drive Time. I want to talk about housing and the Irish Home Builders Association. As I say, Deputy Grace Boland, there is palpable concern residential construction will not rise this year. What do you say?
Housing is the government's number one priority. We have a cabinet subcommittee on housing. We have agreed to establish a strategic housing activation office to unblock infrastructure delays. We are delivering housing. Supply is increasing, and notwithstanding a dip last year, we have had 125,000 new homes delivered since July 2020. 92,500 homes delivered in the first full 3 years of Housing for All, some 5,500 homes ahead of target for that period.
OK, well, we know about the figures that missed last year. We know housing was the number one priority for the government last time round as well. But the Irish Home Builders Association raises its issues based on planning, court delays, local authorities, they say, that are slowing down housing supply, lack of investment in infrastructure. They say the government could see where these figures were going, more people, more demand, and we won't have enough supply.
Yes, and that is why we are going to prioritise the delivery of utilities like water and electricity to service the sites for housing development. We're going to implement the Planning and Development Bill, and we are going to look at exempted developments as well as drafting new CPO legislation.
Richard Boyd-Barrett, you're not shocked or surprised, or are you, by these statements from the Home Builders Association today?
No, I'm not shocked. And it's just obvious on the ground, the crisis is getting worse. More people going into homelessness all of the time, more people priced out of the market, more people on housing waiting lists. But it should be very, very alarming to people affected by the housing crisis, worried about the housing crisis, worried about their children and their grandchildren, that the government, the builders are saying they're not going to get, the government aren't getting nearly close to their targets, and their targets are about 20,000 a year short anyway of what is actually necessary to resolve
the housing
crisis.
How should the government respond?
We believe that we need a state construction company. It's obvious that private builders do not have the capacity to build the scale of housing, and particularly the affordable housing we need. They're not able to deliver affordable housing at all. We need the state to develop its own capacity. And we've argued for many years now, we need a state construction company. The LDA needs to have its own ability to build houses. We need to be taking on apprentices. We need to be taking on tradespeople so that local authorities and the state can actually build social and affordable housing on public land, on scale.
Let's let Grace Boland respond to that. A state construction company, lots of new ideas needed from this government.
Yeah, and does Richard want to wait another 5 years till that's up and running? Look, we have the Land Development Agency in place now. We are looking at every lever we can to address this crisis, including the measure that Minister Cummins brought about yesterday in relation to modular homes. We are looking
cabins
at everything
in the back garden. We discussed this in detail on Drive Time yesterday. Lots of people saying that could still take a long time and cost lots of money. We've seen that example with modular housing for refugees. I've visited them myself. Beautiful houses, very expensive.
There is absolutely way that you're talking about the larger modular homes. What Minister Cummins was bringing forward yesterday was in relation to exempted developments of 45 square feet or under. They are not, you know, in the same nature of the modular homes that we looked at before.
Quick word to you on that before we finish up, Richard Boyd-Barrett. Could be the solution for some people. Would ease the situation for families where capacity is stretched in the home for different generations?
For some people, it could help, but it's not going to solve the bigger problem, and it can be exploited and shouldn't be allowed to be exploited by people who might put people in really dangerous or unfit housing. But yes, it could help around the edges. But what we really need, and I just want to disagree with Grace, a state construction company could be established very, very quickly. The problem with the government's approach is they're relying on private builders. There's not enough of them, and they're having a very protracted tendering process, which means everything takes forever. Look at the National Children's Hospital. Look at the water infrastructure issues.
It's where we have to leave it this evening. Richard Boyd-Barrett, People Before Profit TD for Dunleary. Grace Boland, Fine Gael TD for Dublin's Fingal West. Thank you very much for joining us. Like I said, detailed discussions on the backyard rules, on log cabins, etc. on yesterday's programme. You can listen back on the RTE Radio 1 player.